Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, before we finish up today, let's take a quick time out, okay, from the pre-Christmas frenzy. Father Iggy O'Donovan, good afternoon.
Hello, Brendan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Okay. Iggy, I think something in us still likes to hear from a priest at this time of year, right? But maybe not always a priest who's too priestly, you know? So we thought you'd be the right man for the job. Iggy, have we lost sight of the meaning of Christmas?
Well, I suppose the simplest way to put it is that our celebration of it is probably in inverse proportion to our belief in it.
Go on.
Because in theory, we are celebrating the Christ child and the birth of Jesus and the beginning of Christianity. But I would say for the average Christmas event now, if Jesus turned up, he'd be an intruder. He'd cause an embarrassment.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I don't want to come across as the Grinch or the Scrooge. I enjoy Christmas, and tis a simple little thing. I passing outside the gate the other evening, I was watching the crowd gathered for the Christmas panto, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
And what struck me was the adults, the parents, the older people, were as much caught up in the celebration of it as the little children who were going in. And I said, isn't that beautiful? And it reminds me of a line, Brendan, from Charles Dickens, where Bob Cratchit is making the best of Christmas and playing with the kids and so forth. And at one point, Bob makes the point. He says, look, it's good to be children sometimes and never better than at Christmas when the founder was a child himself. And I think that in many ways sums it up.
Isn't that lovely, yeah.
Yes, and that's from Bob Cratchit as opposed to Scrooge the Rich Miser. And to see people enjoy themselves, and I know that it's commercialised and all that, but all in all, I think it's still a good thing and a positive thing. And as Bob Cratchit would say, I say, God bless it.
Yeah.
And
sure,
in many ways,
if it's a season, if it's a season of goodwill, Iggy, I suppose that was what the Lord was all about too. What does Christmas mean to you?
It is a season of goodwill. I suppose the unfortunate side is that in among the celebration and the goodwill, those who, shall we say, are less fortunate, whether it be loneliness, which is the modern disease of the Western world, or addiction or whatever it might be, there are pressures, and of course economic pressures, because it's such a consumer event that some families must be living under considerable pressure. But all in all, in the balance sheet, it's a good thing, and I enjoy it, and I say God bless it.
And what does it mean to you in terms of as a religious?
Well, as a religious, I suppose the great mystery and the incredible thing and how we bring ourselves to believe it, the idea that God became one of us, that is the great mystery, that Jesus Christ became a person on earth like any of us and was a poor man in Palestine. And what that means to me then is that, look, if he's done that and he's wandered as a poor man in Palestine, he must understand even wretches like myself. And that I find a positive message. Simple, maybe sentimental and simplistic, but positive.
Yeah. And I suppose people do, can have an old-fashioned kind of notion in Ireland of a God who is kind of judging us a lot and judging our humanity and all that kind of thing.
I've overcome that, because my God, the God I believed in as a child was a nasty bugger. We were afraid of
really,
him.
Yeah.
And we were, as we became teenagers, we had only the one sin in our lives and all the guilt that went with that. And but it's great to see at least the young people have lost that type of scrupulosity and that type of, I'm happy with that. But I like to think that I believe in a God now that I can reconcile the God I believe in and the faith I have with modernity. Warts and all. It doesn't mean, not the sentimental thing where, goody-goody stuff. No, because a lot of life is nasty, innocent suffering and so forth. And my God, we're surrounded by it everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was one of the reasons that I said to you, and I think I may have said it to yourself, Brendan, that my great time for Pope Francis recently, at a time of such moral bankruptcy politically all over the world, that that old man, Pope Francis, stood out as a beacon of hope and decency. This has nothing to do with infallibility of theology or transubstantiation. So yeah. Just good old-fashioned hope and decency. And so that's the other thoughts that's crossing my mind this Christmas. And, of course, I'm delighted to welcome my fellow Augustinian Pope Bob, Pope Leo.
Of course. He's not coming for the Christmas dinner this year, but, yeah.
Listen. God, I'm afraid the poor man, that Christmas dinners will change forever for him now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Listen, when you say there about God and the world and everything, the world can feel like a harsh place right now, okay? There's war in Europe, war in the Holy Land, appalling events like that killing in Bondi Beach last week, innocent little children dying in all these conflicts. And I think what a lot of good people who have a strong faith, they see these terrible things happening and they think, where is God in all of this? Like, or if there is a loving God, why is he letting these things happen? Where is God in all of this?
And you're absolutely right. And you're hitting a nail on the head there, Brendan, because one of the great mysteries that throws even the greatest believer back on themselves is the presence of innocent suffering in whatever form it comes. And there was never more of it than now. So the manner in which God acts with his ongoing creation, because I believe it is, creation is ongoing, is the greatest mystery there is of all. And that includes innocent suffering. And I don't have the answer to it. Pious attempts to explain it away don't do God any favor. Like, it's the will of God stuff.
Yeah.
That does nothing for me.
Does it challenge you?
It certainly does. And I simply accept that side of life, that pain, innocent suffering and whatnot, and I can only pray to be delivered from it. It's a mystery which I am, literally, to give you the honest answer, I can't help you there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, you know what? Even a priest admitting, a priest, anyone these days saying, I don't know, is a refreshing thing, Iggy. Listen, Iggy. What?
That's absolutely true. I mean, we were on the pedestal long enough, and when you're on the old pedestal and you get a push, there's only one way to go.
Yeah, my mother has a great saying, it's only one way it can go for that fella. Listen, today and tomorrow are the darkest days of the year, kind of the lowest point, if you will. What words of solace would you offer people who are struggling now in the darkness in all kinds of various ways?
Insofar as we can, we look on the bright side. Look, as we build concentration camps, at the same time, thank God, we're also building hospitals. And there is a bright side. And I like to think that whatever the mystery of life is, and I'm suffering and all of that, that the Lord has a purpose for us. I don't know what it is, but I'm happy that I'm part of it. And I may fail. And if I do, he'll find someone else to carry out. But we all have our task.
Yeah. And love is the heart of it all, is it?
Love is the heart of it all. And I like to think as well, one word, toleration.
Yeah, okay.
If you're, whatever, you're believer, agnostic, atheist and that, at least tolerate each other.
Okay, so if we can't love each other with full and open hearts, we can at least put up with each other anyway.
Yes, and there's room in the lifeboat for everyone.
Yeah.
And none of us should have to give up our seats simply because some of the crew have delusions of grandeur.
Okay.
There's room for everybody. And hang in there. But the innocent suffering, that is the one, and I'm delighted you raised it, Brendan, because it is a point that's touching many, many people.
Yeah.
But life goes on, and I'm still reasonably optimistic, and there's a chink of light always at the end of the tunnel.
Father Iggy O'Donovan, down in Limerick, Augustinian priest, thank you so much. There's a text there. They want you back in Drogheda, Iggy. They miss you and they need you, says Tony. Happy Christmas, Iggy. Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you.
And that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app, wherever you get your podcasts. Today's show was produced by Siobhan Hogan. The series producer is Tessa Delahanty. Research was by A.B. Philbin Bowman. Senan Cullinan was the broadcast coordinator. Mark McGrath was on sound. Stay tuned for Saturday with Claire Brock. I'll leave you today with Fleet Foxes and White Winter Hymnal.
I was following the eye. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. For expert advice on the flu and COVID vaccine, speak to us today.
Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.